This is your NPR station, 90.3 WBHM, Birmingham. I'm Andrew Yeager. Sarah Parcak is known to some as the real Indiana Jones. The UAB anthropology professor uses satellite images to find buried sites in Egypt and around the world. Her new book, Archaeology from Space, How the Future Shapes Our Past, comes out today. It takes readers on that journey of discovery. WBHM's Mary Scott Hodgen recently visited Parcak at her office in Birmingham to discuss the story behind the book.
You'd probably never guess that in a co-working space just off of Lakeshore Parkway sits a potential game changer for the future of archaeology.
So here we are. So we're at the Global Explorer offices in Birmingham.
That's Sarah Parcak. Her nonprofit Global Explorer invites just about anyone with a computer to look through satellite images and search for undiscovered archaeological sites. It's a form of what's called space archaeology. To give an example of how it works, Parcak pulls up the website and logs in. A picture comes up on the screen. Think of a Google Earth screenshot.
Is there an archaeological site here? Well, I don't see anything. It looks like just trees.
Right.
So I hit no. We wanted to make it as user-friendly as possible.
Another picture pops up.
That could be something. Right there. That looks kind of interesting. So I'm going to mark a yes.
If enough people click yes, experts review the image and see if it's worth including in a database. The idea is to get more people involved in archaeology and use that collective power to map and protect sites around the world. That's also the inspiration behind Parcak's new book. It weaves together stories from her excavations to explain how space archaeology works and why it's important. That's been a mission for Parcak for a while now. The UAB anthropology professor has become a pioneer in the field, getting plenty of national attention.
So explain to the people out there what a space archaeologist is. You don't do archaeology in space, you use space for archaeology, right?
Right, so think about what would happen if Indiana Jones and Google Earth had a love child, right? So, like,
I'm thinking about it.
That was Parcak on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert a few years ago, right after she won a $1 million TED Prize. Most days, though, are not that exciting.
It's nice to be on a TV show, which doesn't happen very often. But most of the time, I'm teaching students, I'm writing grants, I'm speaking to school kids, you know, I'm researching, I'm doing real work.
And in her book, Parcak writes about the real work, the tedious process of planning and funding excavations, the 4 a.m. wake-up calls to dig under the scorching sun in the Egyptian desert. And then there are the joyous moments of discovery, uncovering a piece of pottery or seeing the first satellite images of the lost city of Tanis. Parcak says it's like finding clues to reimagine the past.
While obviously I can't go back in a time machine to ancient Egypt, you know, you have the rich archaeological record, you have images on tomb walls, and you're just extrapolating all that data. So you're creating the realest world you can based on every available piece of information.
And it's not just about describing daily life in ancient Egypt. Parcak says studying the past helps prepare for the future. We learn what caused ancient civilizations to rise and fall, or how people responded to issues like migration and flooding.
The totality of our creativity, our ability to innovate quickly, our ability to adapt quickly, you know, understanding all those things gives us a better understanding of how to cope with what's going on today, and we get that through archaeology.
And with advances in technology, Parcak says there's still lots more to discover. There are tens of millions of unexplored sites around the world, many threatened by looting and climate change. The book is a call to action. It's not only about who came before us, but what's yet to come. Mary Scott Hodgen, WBHM.
Sarah Parcak will be giving a talk on her new book at the Birmingham Museum of Art next Thursday, July 18th. Also, we should note WBHM is a member-supported service of UAB, but our news and business departments operate independently.